There comes a place where you find out the revelation that you are not God and you do not have his authority, but he is God and he has his authority, and he has it because he's God, and he uses it out of his love, and he's going to take care of you with that because you belong to him, and all he asks you to do is to obey him in faith. He doesn't want you to reasoning it out, figuring it out, getting puffed up about it. He just wants you to do what he tells you to do and not think any more highly of yourself than that. And quit worrying that he won't tell you the right things to do. He's better at being God than you would be. The fear of the Lord is knowing, I don't even know what I would do. That's the real fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord comes when you realize you are not the creator and you don't even know what you would do to make somebody's life better. You don't even know. What if by doing what you think would work would cause them to never find God and they'd go to hell? See, you'll never know the beginning from the end. He's just asking you to trust him. He's just asking you to trust him. And all these things he'll show us when we get to heaven, and we're going to find out how unbelievable faithful he is. We're going to find out how smart he is. We're going to say, wow. You were doing all that when I was down there griping and complaining and trying to wiggle my way out of it every way I could, thinking you were wrong. And look what you've done. Look what you've done in spite of me. Look what you've done and stay true to your word and stay true to your laws. It's amazing. See, if we surrender, it's going to be so much easier on us. And what you want to do is let God show you the areas that you're afraid to surrender and find out why. Why can't I trust God here? Why can't I trust God here? And then begin to say, you know, I do trust God here, but something in me doesn't agree with that. And that something's got to go. That something has got to go. And that's the key to real deliverance. Okay. Let me just go to 12 because we have so much wrong doctrine up there. Paul says, and I know to be humbled, and I know to abound in everything and in all things. I am taught both to be filled and to hunger, to abound and to lack. I have strength for all things in Christ, the one strengthened me. Yet you did well in sharing my troubles. And you know too, Philippians, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I went out from Macedonia, not one assembly shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. Verse 17, not that I seek a gift, but I seek the fruit multiplying to your account. But I have all things and more than enough. I have been filled, receiving from this guy with a really long name, the things from you, an odor of sweet smell, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will fill your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now may glory be to our God and Father forever and ever. Greet every saint in Jesus' name. The brothers will greet with me, greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. What a great time to take up an offering, right?